Another day, another costume for John Bird. John Bird, why do you look up so upset?
Look, I love Christmas like everybody else. But the whole idea behind this costume is because Amazon's really gracious in letting you give stuff back. This thing costs a lot of money. So I wore it a couple times, and I was like, okay, all right, I'm going to send it up. I kept the stickers and everything together and put in the package. It came back to me. The email that I got said that it smelled like beef and cheese, so they could not accept it.
What?
Somebody up there is having a freaking good time at my expense. So thanks, Amazon. So you know what? I'm going to wear the hell out of this thing.
So they're not going to let you send the costume back, which is what you planned on doing when you purchased it.
Yeah, because this is top-notch Buddy the Elf, you know, setup here.
Wow.
Now, you know, I guess I'll did you hitchhike
spill some
to work
meat
for the
and cheese on it?
Yeah, how does it? Why does it smell like meat and cheese?
I don't know. Maybe it's my BO. But I don't think my BO smells like beef and cheese. I actually naturally smell really good.
Mm.
I always check in the morning. You know, before and after the deodorant. And I'm like, you know what? Before smells just as good.
By the way, welcome to a roundtable. Willie, Tony Gump here as well.
Oh, yeah,
we also have Donald Trump in the house. We have dedicated him his own camera at this point.
Hey, Don.
The Trump mugshot. So that's out there. We may just start taking different cameras and just strategically placing them around the studio.
Yeah,
and we'll just pan the stump. Like, we could literally make a mugshot Trump a character on the show and have John Bird do the voice.
Oh, I like that.
All right, let's practice. All right, do a Donald Trump impression.
You're fired. God, that was horrible. Can you edit that out?
Wait, try one more time. Here's Trump mugshot.
You're fired. God, that's even worse.
Just try
one more time.
Go.
You're fired.
We'll work on that.
You're fired. Now I'm angry and humiliated. Let's go through all the bad emotions.
Listen, this is our Christmas edition of the podcast. So let's.
Okay, you're right.
Take a deep breath. Stay calm. We've got plenty of things to be grateful for.
I'm happy now.
Get into the Christmas spirit. And by the way, can I point this out? First of all, speaking of gifts, I'm wearing my Hey Now shirt. Tony's wearing his Hey Now shirt. And
love it.
Oh, that's right.
And where's your Hey Now shirt?
Actually, I washed it because I always like to wash clothes before I wear them because you never know what the dyes, you know, is in the dyes. And it's in the dryer. I did remember to dry it.
So you washed it and dried it and left it in the dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a thing? Do y'all wash your shirts before you wear them for the first time?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. I think everybody in the world does. Do you?
No, I do not.
I think most people don't, but I do just because I don't know.
I get it. I wear it, and then I wash it because I want to wear it one good time before it gets in the washer and starts fading and shrinking and all that. I don't have to worry about shrinkage as much as I used to. When I was a biggin', I wouldn't even put my clothes, my shirts in the dryer. I'd hang them up. I'd air dry them because I was so scared that they would get too small.
You do know the secret behind that, don't you?
What?
Especially you with your Mandu arms. What I do is if a shirt is too small, as I go through various phases of life of up and down, up and down, I will take the shirt, I will put it over my arms, and then I'll go, and I'll do that to stretch it out.
Yeah.
And then I'll turn it the other way and go. So what you're doing is you're actually working out your upper body while you're stretching out your clothes.
No, I used to do that. I used to put my elbows in it and stretch it out. And, you know, ultimately it ends up looking like a dress because you've stretched out just the bottom half of it. I don't have to deal with that anymore. Most of my clothes fit fine. I'm down a shirt size and I'm down a pant size. Jeez. Even in my Mandu outfit, I had to go down on sizes on that. But speaking of gifts, thank you for the Hey Now shirt, by the way.
Yeah.
I think it looks good. Also, Trish is not very good at getting Christmas gifts and hanging on to them until Christmas. She gets to the point where she's like, you want me to give you one of your gifts?
Oh, she's one of those.
She's one of those.
And my mom was.
And normally, because for me, it's not that big a deal. So I'm like, no, you just wait because you're going to want to give me something on Christmas. Mm-hmm. And she'll do that over and over until I'm like, I call her bluff. And I'm like, okay, fine. The problem is when you call her bluff, she does give you your gift. Like, she's not bluffing.
Oh.
And she did that before I left the house. And she got me brand new.
You actually got a gift?
Yes. She got me brand new Crocs. A type that I've never seen before. Look at this.
I'm a big Croc guy.
These Crocs
nice.
That don't even have holes in them. How crazy is that? And they're comfortable. I saw them at first and I was like, that's weird because I'm not used to seeing Crocs right. like that. And once I put them on, I'm like, okay. Okay, because the Crocs I had, they look like boat shoes because like there was that much space on the backside. Mm-hmm. Apparently, when you lose weight, you go down in shoe sizes. Did y'all know that?
No,
I didn't.
That's not good for
that.
Me.
That's a thing because this is a 12. I've been wearing a 13 for years, and I'm down to a 12.
Now, when you say it's a Croc, that sounds weird, but. Is it the company Croc that makes the shoe, or is that the type of style? Because I don't know much about
Crocs
these Croc
the company.
Shoes.
And
Croc is the company, but everybody calls the style Croc.
Okay, kind of like Kleenex's facial tissue.
Right, yeah. So these started off as just the Crocs that have the holes in them, and then they started making different styles and everything.
Fancy ones you can wear to work. And
I think
like
these
that.
Right here, like I can wear these to work.
Exactly, because they don't have the holes in them. You don't automatically look down and say, oh, he's wearing Crocs.
Yeah, they look professional.
Yeah.
They look
professional Crocs.
Business Crocs.
Business Crocs.
That's right.
Croc business. I like that.
So
big,
I'm a fan.
Crocs.
I'm a fan of that gift. I thought it was good. Thought it was real good. John Bird, with Christmas coming up.
Mm-hmm.
How was something we really hadn't talked about? How's things with your friend? Are you still kissing her on the lips?
Yeah, we kiss a lot.
Yeah,
when we see each other.
Second,
you know, our
second base.
You know, I have no idea what you're talking about.
What about third base? Have y'all made it to third base?
We don't play baseball.
Yeah, I don't really know
it's
what
the
that
game
means.
Of love. That's what it's the game of, but it's not a game.
But you've probably rounded the bases, right? A couple times.
Turn off the. Can't wait to start over again from the top.
No,
listen, one.
I don't even know what that means. I'm just.
Oh yeah.
If he's getting lots of kisses, he's probably hitting a good average.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, they're just.
What the hell?
Wow, this is gonna be a great Christmas for Mr. Bird.
That's the sound of you rounding the bases.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like when Bird rounds the bases. Seriously, though, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it's like.
But it's not a bad thing. I mean, you're an adult. She's an adult. Y'all can round the bases if you want.
When you round the bases, make sure you. I played baseball. You got to cut the corners like you hit with your right foot on the corner of it. You know. I think Bird just left.
Where's he going?
I don't know. Donald's looking though.
I'm out of here, man.
No, listen. Come back. We'll stop. We'll stop talking about it. It's fine.
This makes me. Nervous.
I play baseball, so I'm all about baseball.
Yeah,
you know?
We're just talking baseball, bro.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why you got so uncomfortable. Now it's fine. Things are good.
Yes.
You're
gonna
get to spend Christmas.
Yes.
With your friend.
Christmas.
You on
yes.
The lips.
We're actually gonna be doing Christmas the 26th.
Okay.
Because I'm going with a friend of mine up to his parents' house in Huntsville. They have a beautiful house on a mountain.
Nice.
And. You know, and the girl I kiss on the lips.
Right.
That was close. You know, she has Christmas Eve with her family, you know, and all that.
Right.
So normally I just spend mine just watching wrestling and drinking bourbon is usually what I do on Christmas Eve. But now I won't have to.
But the Christmas Eve is not the 26th. What do you are you with her Christmas Eve?
No. She's got like a big family get together and everything.
Well, what are you going to be doing Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I'm going with a friend, a close friend of mine,
to Huntsville.
To Huntsville.
Okay.
And we're going to spend time up there.
Just making sure you've got somewhere to go.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I do. So I'm looking forward to, and then we have my young lady, let's just call her Jane Doe. I really want to call her a name, but Jane Doe and I are going to be able to spend the week after Christmas and before New Year's. We'll be able to spend New Year's together and all that. So it'll be great.
Should we come up with an official name for Jane Doe? Like, if we called her, what's a standard female name?
Mary.
Mary Mockingbird. How about Brenda Blue Jay?
Brenda Blue Jay, that's pretty good.
How about
Colleen Crow? No, that's not very flattering. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm not good at this.
Let's say
Susan Smith.
Well, we went.
No, she killed her kids and went.
Oh,
to prison.
Wait, I meant Stephanie Sims.
Well, what if we? Well, it's got to be related to a bird. You
see what I'm saying? That makes sense. That makes sense.
So, if we say,
Rita, how about
Robin?
Blue Jay Betty?
Blue Jay Betty, or it'd be Betty Blue Jay, or how about Helen Hawk? Or Vanessa Volter.
No, I think we're going the wrong direction with the birds. Listen, what is the most
beautiful bird? Well, it'd be like Bertha the Buzzard or something.
Yeah, Brenda the Buzzard.
No. What is the most beautiful bird you can think of?
A bald eagle?
Well, that's majestic.
Okay.
But I'm talking about you looking at you. Gosh, that's pretty. Cardinal?
Cardinal.
Pretty, I love cardinals.
Cardinals are.
Kathy Cardinal.
Of course you would love a cardinal. Kathy Cardinal?
Yeah. I like Kathy Cardinal.
Yeah. Okay, Kathy Cardinal.
Karen Cardinal.
No, you don't want
to. No Karen Cardinals. No
Karen. Why Karen? Why not Karen?
Because it's a Karen.
Oh, it's like a Karen.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, I like that. So,
not that there's anything wrong with being a Karen.
No, it's not.
Like,
it's a great name.
I don't like Cardinal, though. What's a different name?
Blue Jay? Man. Blue Jays are beautiful.
I think what we've got going on here is fish tank,
Belinda,
by the way.
Belinda
you
Blue
just
Jay.
Just cut that off and we'll go back. We've been keeping up with Fish Tank because we're so locked into this. Actually, since we got it up, do we want to just go ahead and check on it?
Yeah.
That's what the noises were. I forgot about it, but we had Fish Tank up and we were watching because we're so fascinated by this. All right, so go to where does it look like people are at in the bar?
Yeah, that's usually the popular hangout.
What? I can't.
Yeah, just scroll the what you call it, buttons down there at the bottom right. Yeah. Okay, so that's the living room. That's going to be a new thing with this podcast is we're going to periodically check in on Fish Tank, okay?
So they're just hanging out right now.
Yeah.
We'll keep
going, see if anybody else is. No.
Not a lot.
Oh, somebody's. Okay, this guy, by the way, give me some volume on him real quick.
Okay, it's kind of loud for some reason. Where's the volume on the thing?
That's the volume on the thing, but I think you got to do it on your side.
Right, but...
There we go.
They're always coughing on this show.
There we go. He ain't liking that. I don't know. Okay, he's out.
This guy's weird because he's constantly reading... out loud, and it's gotta be kind of obnoxious. All right, keep going. That's one of the producers, by the way. That guy that was just walking in there. Yeah, keep going. Yeah. There's an actual fish tank on Fish Tank. How about that? Keep going.
I'm gonna have to go back. They're back in there.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. We'll check in on them later. No, that's not her. There's one girl in particular, which is, remember the girl I told y'all last time threw up at the bar because she got so nervous?
Mm-hmm.
This girl is a basket case. So keep in mind, they're kind of messing with these kids psychologically.
Right.
And they had convinced one of them to draw something on the wall. And what the drawing said, the judge has AIDS. All right. Judge is Sam Hyde's name on this show.
Mm-hmm.
They call him Judge.
Right.
And they thought it was funny. Well, one of the show's producers came in there this afternoon, and he's like, why did you write this? And she was like, well, they told us to. They're like, we worked so hard to put this mural together on this wall and paint this. Why did you clean it up and hand her a Brillo pad and a 20-ounce Coca-Cola? And says, use this to clean it off the wall.
Oh, my God.
And so for the next 30 minutes, she is, like, pouring Coke on the wall, trying to get this drawing off that she was told to put on there. And then they force her to stand in the corner for about 30 minutes.
This is just like psychological torture.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the point. The girl that's got the issues, that can't handle any sort of pressure whatsoever,
uh-huh.
She is cowering in the corner this entire time, scared to death of somebody raising their voice or some sort of hostility.
She's in the wrong setup.
Oh, man. She's in bad shape. That's what I was looking for when we had it up earlier. I wanted to.
Yeah, I'm sure all these contestants totally thought it all through, you know.
And we're actually, since this is a 6-week long thing, we're just going to make it a theme on this show. We're going to sign up for a season pass on Fish Tank.
Yes.
And then we're going to do in future episodes, we're going to do the text to speech. And we're going to see if we can get them to interact with us live on this show.
Man, that would be awesome.
I'm game. We're doing it.
Let's do it.
We could say on the text-to-speech, we could ask the contestants to guess what the name of the person is that John Berg kisses on the lips.
I don't know about that.
I don't.
I mean, it's just a thought. I'm not saying we got to do that.
Can
but.
We start over?
Maybe no. Like a hey now or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's start with hey now. Hey now.
We'll start off with that. It's fine.
Guys, there's something that I've decided to revisit. I've thought about this for many years. I was going to do it like way back in the 90s. It's a challenge. It's a world record that has not been broken. And I figured since I was wearing my and I actually watched Elf the other night. And to kind of refresh myself on things. And I thought to myself, now would be a good time to revisit this world record that I want to do. So what I would like to do, I've always been fascinated with Baby It's Cold Outside. And, you know, you remember a few years ago, there was a big stir up about, oh, it's about, you know, he's raping her or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
All that. Well, you know, fortunately, at least on the streaming services, you still get that wonderful scene with Buddy and his eventual girlfriend where she's singing in the shower and he's like singing back, you know, baby, it's cold outside. And I've got a unique ability to actually perform the song, but do both parts, which has never been done.
Interesting.
How do you really know it's never been done? I don't know.
Because the internet said so. I looked it up. Said it's never been done.
Okay. When are you doing that? Right now.
What a coincidence. I happen to have page one. Wait, what is it? Page two. Ooh, that's a long song. Page three. How many pages will it go? Just four. And as you guys know, I have my executive function issues, so I can't remember things. So I have to have everything laid out nicely. Well, this is going to be tough. I think I can do it.
Okay, so this is a world record you're about to partake in.
Yes. So we are recording this. So fortunately, we'll have a record, a recorded record that they'll be able to see
to be able to give to the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah. Okay. So just let me get my guitar here.
He's got my attention. I want to see what he does.
I think I can do it. I've never tried it, but I think I can do it.
You got to impress Donald, too.
Are you going to be able to get that over your head?
So sick of that outfit.
It probably smells like cheddar and beef.
Right? Yeah, smells like a beef and cheddar. But look at the bright side. You have this for every Christmas now. It can be a Christmas gimmick, like it's your thing to wear the Buddy the Elf. Anyway, let's just do
Maybe.
Your song.
I don't know. I think I'd like to keep things moving forward.
Can I just say, he threw the hat on the floor with the wig, and it looks like there's a small dog in the floor now.
It does, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, here we go, guys. Here we go. I really can't stay. Baby, it's cold outside. I've got to go away. Baby, it's cold outside. This evening has been hoping that you'd drop in. So very nice. I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice. My father will start to worry. Beautiful, what's your hurry? My father will be pacing the floor. Listen to the fireplace roar. So really, I'd better scurry. Beautiful, please don't hurry. But maybe just a half a drink more. Put some records on while I pour. The neighbors might think, baby, it's bad out there. Say, what's in this drink? No cabs to be had out there. I wish I knew how. Your eyes are like starlight. To break this spell, I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell. I ought to say no, no, sir. Mind if I move in closer? At least I'm gonna say it, I tried. What's the sense in hurting my pride? I really can't stay. Baby, don't hold out. Oh, but it's cold outside. I simply must go. Baby, it's cold outside. The answer is no. Baby, it's cold outside. This welcome has been. How lucky that you dropped in. So nice and warm. Look out the window at that storm. My sister will be suspicious. Gosh, your lips look delicious. My brother will be there at the door. Waves upon a tropical shore. My maiden aunt's mind is vicious. Ooh, your lips are delicious. But maybe just a half a drink more. Never such a blizzard before. I gotta get home. But baby, you'll freeze out there. Say, lend me your coat. It's up to your knees out there. You've really been grand. I thrill when you touch my hand. But don't you see? How can you do this thing to me? There's bound to be talk tomorrow. Think of the fire. At least there'll be plenty implied. If you caught pneumonia and died, I really can't stay. Get over that. Hold out. But baby, it's cold outside. I did it! I did it! Oh my God, I did it!
That was good.
Wow.
On tape, I did it!
A world record.
We witnessed a world record.
Wow, it's the first time I've ever experienced something like that.
Right.
It's great to be part of something like that, isn't it?
Now it's a matter of getting in touch with the Guinness Book of World Records and finding out if
I think
you
I got all the words, and I know I got all the chords in.
Did he really say something about her dying in the song? Some of those lyrics didn't sound familiar.
Yeah, catching her death from pneumonia. You know, that's the kind of the stuff that the old folks would say back in the day. You know?
Yeah.
Be careful, you'll catch your death out there. Mm. You know, but now what are you trying to say? You're trying to say I didn't do it, aren't you?
No.
That's fine. Let's do it again.
No.
He's
not
trusting, but he's verifying.
I'm verifying.
Verifying. Okay.
Trust, but verify.
Trust, but verify. That's the key.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Well, I feel happy. I'm in a good, you know, I'm in a good mood now.
Good.
You know what? I'm going to take this outfit off.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, wait. I don't have anything on. I forgot I don't have a shirt on here.
I mean, you can unzip it a little bit if you want, if it makes you more comfortable.
Sexy.
Yeah. And just kind of pull the shoulders
down
a little bit.
Oh, baby. Ho, ho, ho.
Baby, it's cold.
I'm your elf. You know what I got in my sack for you? You know you do, baby. That's a little creepy. That creeps me out even so.
Well, Debbie does the North Pole.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
It's
her
cold
now.
Outside.
Hey, now. Hey, now. Speaking of music, I had a listener reach out to me,
mm-hmm.
and he said, I think I have found the lady that sings the Animals Are Friends theme song. And her name is the Vegan Teacher. Tony, go to YouTube real quick and just look up on YouTube, Animals Are Friends. That's all you got to look up on, but look it up on YouTube. And that way we can, that's where, because I actually found that yesterday.
That is the best theme song ever.
Yeah, hit that one. That's fine. Okay, so that top video, played that. That's the song,
okay.
The Animals Are Friends song. It's actually the extended version, the whole thing. Everybody's heard it on the show before, but this is the full song. After we talk about NFL Sunday tickets.
Your favorite NFL teams.
Here we go.
Our friends,
give us some volume.
Would you eat? If not, then think about your hypocrisy.
So everybody knows that part.
Yeah, and then it goes.
But there's an extended version.
Oh, there's a... Oh, it's compassionate.
Our friends.
I'll never eat meat again.
Touching. Touching.
Wow.
So,
but where's the thing about your hypocrisy part?
Well, that was at the very beginning.
We just
didn't turn the volume up quick enough.
I tried my best.
Keep that up, and I want to go through some of the other ones that this lady has. Again, click the first one. Animals Are Friends, and when you go to that from the video we watched, click that Vegan Teacher the channel. Yeah, there you go.
Gotcha.
And let's see what we've got here. So there's more songs. Gonna Hug a Vegan. This seems to be a playlist.
You want me to play
it? Yeah, just pick a random one, because I hadn't listened to any of them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's slam poetry.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
The Animals Are Friends?
What?
Okay. All right.
Well, that turned dark.
How'd you hook a vegan to that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but we're going back.
All right.
Why
so
Animals Are Friends? And then.
Well, here's what I want to do is I want to pull up the Vegan Teacher. Just Google the Vegan Teacher and see what... There's got to be videos of her actually out there. Okay. I found her. Here's where I found her. This listener reached out to me and sent me her TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could pull that up if we need to. While you're looking that up, Tony, I'll email you the Vegan
right
Teacher.
Here's a picture of her right here.
Yeah, that's her. That's her. Let's see here. Where is...
It says the Vegan Teacher says she ate meat.
Really? Does she have a website?
Well, let's find out.
I'm sure she does.
Let's email this to Tony.
Let's see. Wikipedia.
Did you know Wikipedia can't be sold? They tell me that every freaking time I go to their site.
Yeah, I don't know why they want that. They always ask for money. Like, why would you give Wikipedia? Why would you give Wikipedia money? All right, so I sent you an email with her TikTok.
Okay.
Click one of these random.
Here's the TikTok of her right here.
Yeah, that's her. That's her. Okay. All right. So something went wrong. Hit refresh. Okay. There we go. All right. So, yeah, just click those and we'll just go through them. Hit the, yeah.
Why does she look so sick?
Because she's not eating meat.
Yeah.
All right, go to the next one.
All right, one second.
Wonder how you scroll through it. There we go. That's it.
Okay. Sorry about that. Let me get the volume again. It's strange. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, go to the next one.
Yeah, do you look sick? Yes.
All right, keep going.
All right.
Let's see what else we got. That does not look good at all.
No.
All right, keep going.
That's Cartman.
Keep going.
How many followers does she have?
It's a good question.
I'm sorry. She just does not look healthy at all. Is that just me?
And why does she keep using South Park stuff? Like, she seems like somebody that would be highly offended by South Park.
Exactly.
I know. I like South Park. That offends me that she's playing it.
If South Park knew about her, there would be an episode about her.
And it's a wonder that they haven't. Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. Keep going. This ass hurts.
Keep scrolling through. So we see if. See, she doesn't even have good TikToks. Keep going.
Soy milk?
Oat milk.
Okay, so here's what she does. All right. She does cameos. Y'all familiar? Everybody familiar with cameos?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how much she charges for cameos.
It can't be that much.
You know, actually, screw cameo. Let's see if we can get her on the show, on the radio show. Would y'all rather have her on the radio show or have her Zoom this podcast?
I don't care. I just think it'd be interesting either way.
I would kind of like to see her face. You know, it's like, you know, the horror in her face when she realizes.
Well, I'm just like, because she is technically part of the radio show, I kind of feel like we could easily get her on. We don't tell her where we stand on animals or eating meat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We just say, hey, we have used your theme song, your Animals Are Friends song, on our show for years, and was wondering if you would like to come introduce yourself to the audience. And maybe if you've got a message about veganism or whatever, you know, you're more than welcome to put that over our airwaves.
Okay, now how do we approach this? Do we play it completely straight for the humor, or do we go a little shock jock?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, does it get to the point where she's like, oh, you do eat meat. I can't believe you, blah, 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 like that. Or do we just let her do her thing and we can ask her like ridiculously dumb questions?
Yes. 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 Yeah.
And
yes.
Keep it straight.
So we are going to, okay. We will bring her on and, you know, we'll pump her up and we'll fluff her and all this kind of stuff and be like, oh yeah, you know, you got a cool thing, blah, 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 veganism, yay. But then we will have an honest discussion and we will say, do you believe in God? And she'll say, yeah, or whatever. And we will say, well, why would God make these animals taste so good if he didn't want us to eat them? And then get her answer. But before we do that, as we're fluffing her up, we want to come up with funny questions that she doesn't realize is going after her.
Exactly.
And get her opinion, and then we'll go with the, hey, why are animals so tasty?
Well, don't tell her about my carnivore diet thing. She'll probably not.
She's going to find out. She's going to find out.
Interesting. Yeah, and you can maybe say something about since we are thinking about maybe being, you know, possibly going vegan, does the color of the poop, is it different if you stop eating meat, or is the smell different?
How are your bowels when you don't eat
meat? I know
vegans
fart a lot.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the legumes, the beans. Yeah.
I bet people that don't eat meat, I bet their farts stink. What do you think?
I think they probably do, but I know they have digestive problems a lot unless they take the right supplements.
Google it.
Yeah, because my sister was a vegetarian.
Google it. So just type in Google. Does a vegan diet make your farts stink?
Okay.
We can also ask her, have you ever tried the Impossible Whopper?
Good question.
Because has she always been a vegan, or did she change to veganism? So maybe she had a Whopper at some point when she was still eating meat.
Veganism is high in fiber naturally, which can cause an increase in vegan gas or flatulence.
Yeah.
The ratio and smell of our vegan farts are influenced by what foods we eat. Reassuringly, the pungent smell of our pungent smell of our gas is actually reduced when we eliminate animal products. That's according to yumveganlunchideas.com.
Yeah, I'm sure that's their opinion about that. Yeah.
I think so.
Why do my farts smell so bad? Click that tab.
God's name.
Produce more gas in the gut, and if they are particularly strong smelling to start with, that can translate into smelly farts. Those foods include cabbage, broccoli,
yes.
asparagus, and bok choy.
You know what's interesting about that observation? I was just listening, and you mentioned asparagus.
Yeah.
I think that this is very, very interesting that with asparagus, your poops are more pungent, but also your urine smells weird.
Yes, and with you being a urine doctor, you would know.
Yep. What are you talking about?
Kidney specialist.
Yeah, you're a kidney specialist. You don't remember that?
What?
That was a different condominium person.
Yeah, we'll just pretend that never happened. So asparagus does make your pee smell.
It does. It does. It smells bad. You know, but there's nothing. And they say, like, that's fine. It's good for you. But I personally like to see a nice, clear stream.
Well, that comes from drinking water.
Yes,
too. You got to drink lots of water.
Yes,
yeah.
And you're supposed to, if you do it the right way. Mm-hmm. This is what I've always heard. You got to drink half of your body weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you're supposed to drink 100 ounces of water every day.
I drink about 110. To 120 per day.
Do you weigh 220 pounds?
I like to overdo it. I mean, I'm 187.
You're 187?
Yeah. So I basically Yeah, no, I can't pull that off. I'm a lion. I am a lion sack of crap. No, I am. I'm right now. I weighed last time I weighed was 234.
234.
Yes, and my goal is by New Year's I want to be down to 200.
I don't mean this to make you feel bad,
mm-hmm.
but you and I almost weigh the same amount, which is strange. For me, it's strange because I always view you as a skinny guy.
I think that's great. I'm really proud of you.
But that you don't think it's a bad thing that you weigh the same as me, do you?
I think you both look great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. No, dude, I mean, well, see, this, all right, and this is the bad part. You know, I do Mandu like you do, but I don't do Mandu doo-doo like you do because you're like three. I try and keep up with you, but, you know, you're like, yeah. like a machine with that. So you actually weigh a good bit less than me because you've got muscle that brings the weight back up.
I'll tell you what. So have you downloaded the InBody app? You know there's an InBody app, right?
No, I don't want to know about my InBody.
So the InBody the InBody machine at Mandu.
Yeah. It does visceral fat and all that, and you hold on
yes,
to it.
Yes, it gives you stand on it, and it not just weighs you, but it gives you all your stats on body fat percentage, where muscles are located, how much you got. You can download an InBody app and have your stats for every time you weigh in. And so I weighed in on the InBody yesterday, and I have yet to look at my stats. Do you want? Keep in mind, this is a week and a half of me being sick and not being able to do Mandu or anything, okay?
We know one category that's probably going to be way down.
What's that? My weight?
Yeah.
My weight is at 247.7.
Wow.
That is the lowest I've ever, that's the lightest I've ever been since I've been an adult. I've never been that low.
Well, congratulations. You look fantastic, yeah. Honestly.
That's kind of a big deal. If you go to, let's see, I've got, what is this? The lean body mass. I've got 72.9 pounds in my trunk.
Got some junk in the trunk. Woo!
Lean body. 72 pounds in my trunk? Really? Maybe that counts my thighs, too.
What would, I guess you're...
It says my left arm is 9.7 pounds of muscle. My right arm is 9.7 left arm is 9.77 pounds of muscle. Right arm is 9.74. So they're almost even, which is odd because they always say that one arm has got more muscle than the other.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you say it like that, John Byrne?
I just had some on my throat.
Well, technically speaking, it's impossible for two arms to be exactly the same.
Well, I mean, but why do you think one arm would be stronger than the other?
Well,
Byrne?
One arm because you would do
one arm to
Willie.
With
it, like, shut up, Tony.
Why do you think that would be?
Well, because for instance, I like to write. I've always liked to write.
Mm-hmm.
So I write a lot. So therefore, my right arm weighs more.
Your writing arm.
My writing arm, yes.
Because you do more extracurricular activities.
Yeah. When I chop wood, I'm using mainly my right arm.
Gotcha. So when you're dealing with your wood, you use your right arm, and it tends to build more muscle.
Well, I don't use wood anymore. I've got gas. At my house, it's in not a. It's not a chimney. The fireplace is gas. So
I don't have
to cut wood.
Okay, gotcha. So you don't chop wood with your right arm anymore.
No,
because you have gas logs.
Right. I used to not have gas logs, and I would chop wood.
Right.
With my right arm.
So what do you do with your right arm now?
I write. I like to write.
Play the guitar.
Play the guitar, yeah, finger picking.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I like to do that.
So these things would cause your right arm to be bigger than the other.
Yes, just, more use. But actually, I'm actually stronger in my left arm, oddly enough.
Hmm.
So I guess I'd be ambidextrous.
Switch it up. Switch hitter, if you will. Speaking of baseball.
If you're a guitar player, technically your left hand, if you're right-handed, your left hand should be stronger than your right hand, but your right arm would be stronger than your left arm, if that makes sense.
Yes. Mm. Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Because you have to hold down the chords.
Right.
See?
Yeah.
So that, yeah, that explains it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's not like we're talking about masturbation or anything, so.
All right, ready? I'm going to do an office. Ready? Get ready. And cut to me in 3, 2, 1. That was fun.
Oh man.
Anyway, Mando's going good. I'm extremely sore today.
That's a good thing.
Because we got the machine up to 100 yesterday, which is not smart since I've been out of the game for a week and a half.
Gosh.
But I'm hurting. But man, I'm back in it. I'll be back there tomorrow. Then next 2 weeks are going to be short weeks because you got Christmas Eve on Monday and then New Year's Eve on I haven't done anything on New Year's Eve in a long time.
I don't think there's really a need to. I was talking with, what are we calling her? Belinda Blue Jay. What did we decide to call her?
Carol the Cardinal.
We decided not to do.
Yeah, let's just wait. We'll come up with something.
Yeah,
the friend you kiss on
the
lips.
Yeah, friend I kiss on the lips. And we're talking about, hey, you know, what do you want to do? And you know, we both kind of decided, well, you know what, you don't want to go out. We don't really want to go out and drink or anything like that. We don't really, you know, you don't want to necessarily go to a party where you don't know a lot of people. And it's just, it's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dangerous.
Well, if you're out at New Year's Eve, it's kind of almost asking for trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah, kind of is.
Yeah, they're looking for you.
You know, we could, to really set the tone for 2024, we could do a New Year's Eve live stream of this podcast and bring in the new year live in the studio.
What about our gals?
Well, obviously, they would be here, too. We got to kiss them at midnight.
I'm game. Just to kiss the girls, though.
The kissing count.
You got to kiss some girls. Let's do it, bro.
It's the kissing countdown.
I mean, we could legitimately pull that off. I don't know what kind of audience we would pull, but there's plenty of people like us over the past few years that are just sitting at home doing nothing on New Year's, and it would give people the opportunity to hang out with some friends.
Hey, we can stay home and get trouble at home.
That's right.
Yeah.
We will be on this podcast getting lit, kissing girls, and everybody can watch it.
We got a table right here. Have a table. We'll party. We'll put charcuterie boards up there. We'll put adult beverages all the way around here.
Yeah, we could. We could lay out some food and just have it. It'd be a very relaxed hangout kind of thing. We could interact with the chat and all that kind of stuff.
I think it'd be fun because usually I just hang out, watch TV, and go to bed.
Yeah, let's do that. That would be fun.
And you know what? Instead of counting down, we'll count down when we want to. We don't care what they're doing. We'll say it. We'll decide what year it's going to be. It's going to be on our timetable.
We will do the countdown for the different parts of the world like they do. And so like when Japan's New Year's happened, we'll count down in Japanese. And then we'll count down in Indian.
I'll count down
in Arabic.
I'll do the research.
We'll count down in Russian.
Yeah, and I'll get the, phonetically, I'll get the countdown so we can all practice them.
That's right.
Let's do the countdown, but also know how to say Happy New Year in their language.
That's
try
right.
To say it.
Oh, yep.
Man.
Got to have that, too.
Like, konnichiwa, or whatever the Japanese do.
Konnichiwa, New Year!
Can we just make something up?
Wow. Yeah, we can do it, but let's
I
pretend
guess maybe
it's
we'll
for
pick
real,
the
you
most
know?
Popular country that's in that time zone.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. That's good.
I like it.
Of course, we haven't talked to any of the ladies about this, so.
And that'd be fine. It's not only that, but this podcast is worldwide. So, you know, you can watch it from anywhere in the world. So here you go.
Win Nation.
I think my lady will like it, yeah.
By the way, we've been getting a lot of numbers, good numbers on this podcast. You know, we've kind of put a lot of effort into YouTube, but we've got a lot of people, and this is surprising to me, that listen to this podcast on the audio platforms but don't watch it unless they're listening to it and then turning around and watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting good numbers, y'all. We're moving in the right direction. Our subscribers continue to go up on a daily basis. We've just got to get the audience, the people that are watching it, we got to get them to comment. Mm-hmm. Like, if you watch this video, comment, whatever. Just put a hey now. It's fine.
Yeah, hey now works, yep. Whatever.
Hit the like button, and then we're going to get this thing moving into the algorithm, because we're going to get to a point where we're putting out a show a day, like throughout the week, like a Monday through Friday deal. We're doing a lot of content, because our goal in putting all this together was, yes, have fun.
Of course.
But two, we got a very important election coming up next year.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a country to save. And where our priority lies and will continue to lie in the radio show, we don't have enough time on the public airwaves to do everything we need to do.
Right.
So that's where this podcast comes in. And I think we're going to do some big things.
Yeah, I like what it's going to go, and it's probably get heavier towards the election, like you said.
And I also thought we should do things like, if I were to bring a taser to the studio, would you be willing to just get like a quick zap with a taser? I mean, I'll do it too if you want me to.
Are you kidding? Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
I'm not doing it. Sorry.
Why not? Tell me.
I don't want to get tased, bro.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah.
You're like my hero.
We can work it out.
We need to get three tasers and at the same time tase each other and see what happens. I wonder what would happen. We'll probably die.
Yeah, has anybody had a heart attack getting tased before?
We did that on Captain Charisma FM, my little radio show we did back in the day. And I think we've discussed it before. Actually, go to YouTube and pull it up real quick. I'm going to regret this, but look up on YouTube. Type in one word, capped, C-A-P-T.
Okay.
N-I-N, Birmingham. No, just capped in Birmingham. All one word.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but we'd need to be on YouTube, but maybe it'll pull it up. Click, yeah, just like that.
Captain.
And then just hit enter. Yeah.
Okay.
Click it and hit enter. There you go. All
right.
Yeah, you're going to go to YouTube and type that in, because okay, that's where it's at.
We're doing it live.
No, we're doing it live. This is my old YouTube channel. All right. No, we're not going to. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Captain
Birmingham. Hit that. Click that top one.
Gotcha.
All right. So scroll down. What the? Where's it at?
Oh no!
What if they wiped it out? It's a channel.
Okay.
Hit the filters. Filters. And just put in channel, because that's what it was.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Hit channel. All right. Hit that. Okay. So if you see where it says "Cap shits the bed" in the second video, just click that.
Okay, it's going to be loud, probably.
We don't have to do the volume. You can leave it down. But this was the original podcast that I was doing back in, 13 years ago?
Wow.
We had a table set up. We had some microphones. We were drinking beer.
Looks like a 180p camera.
It is. It was like a really crappy webcam. I turned the volume up, and you could hear it. We had... Isn't that a whole lot? It's changed.
You sound like a baby.
I know, it was just a baby.
What was that laugh?
Now I know where it comes from.
So yeah, that's what we used to do back in the day.
Oh my goodness.
And that was our elaborate setup. We had that in the basement of my house. We had the walls covered with posters, and it was just the coolest like hangout spot, and You know, we weren't very ambitious people back then. We were just going to work and then hanging out and getting drunk. Mm-hmm. But we had so much fun doing that. We would tase each other. We had waterboarded each other at one point. My buddy Teapot had gone and pooped in the neighbor's yard at one point that we were having a dispute with live on the show.
Oh, wow.
We got our buddy Homeless Mike to stand on the side of the interstate while talking to us on the phone. He was in a full-blown suit.
Now, I know Homeless Mike. I like Homeless Mike.
Yeah, he had a dry erase board, and it says, "Need money, please help." But he was dressed really nice, and people were throwing garbage at him as they were driving by. It was so good. We had a good time. Good time. Anyway, the reason I bring that up is because we should maybe implement that one day,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't want to go overboard with it because we're all adults now. And we're grown up.
Yes.
And we are professionals. But it wouldn't be a bad idea to just get a taser on here one day.
Yeah. Well, now that you're talking, how about we do something like this? Like we have some green beans, and they're unseasoned, and we each have to eat like three or four of them.
Three or four green beans?
Yeah, but there's no salt or anything or butter or anything on them.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Maybe we'll do that one day.
That'd be like a challenge.
We did on Captain Charisma FM. We did the vitamin D milk challenge one time. Two contestants, each had a gallon of vitamin D milk. My buddy had a timer. Every 5 minutes, the timer went off, and you had to take a shot of Jägermeister. But it was whoever finished the gallon of milk first. And I won, by the way, but we both hurled chunks in our buckets. We had those papers printed off with a number like we were running a marathon, and it was just boom, 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 boom.
Man, that can't be good for your kidneys.
No. This is why we got a kidney doctor here. Or we did. Apparently he doesn't remember that.
He'll come back one day probably.
Yeah, he will. He'll snap out of it and he'll be a doctor again come next week. So anyway, but it's your plans. We're going to attempt, and we'll be back next week with a new podcast, but
right.
You know, let's seriously discuss the idea of doing a New Year's Eve show. And for those of you that are watching this video, you'll comment and let us know if that's something you'd want to do. If so, we promote it on the radio show. We make it a thing. I think it could be fun.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we've got, you know, maybe even do the Wheel of Segments because we've got the wheel.
We do whatever we want to do.
Just have some fun.
Whatever we want to do.
We got to kick off that new year right because it's going to be the biggest year of our lives.
It is
right.
The year. The year of Over the Line. That's what's coming. We are going to own this year. Tony, do you, first of all, Trump mugshot, do you have any final words before we get out of here?
Everybody love people.
Thank you. Thank you for
you're fired.
Having such a bigly show. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Trump mugshot. Tony, any final words?
Just Merry Christmas to everybody and just be nice to everyone and stuff like that.
That's right. Yeah. Be nice. Feed the people. And love everybody. Jonathan Bird, any final words?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about this.
I knew I shouldn't have done this.
With did you guys know, this is just some trivia here, that Will Ferrell did not want to do Elf. They had to beg him to do it because he thought it would ruin his career. But look what it's done for him. So maybe I should start wearing this suit more often.
They'll just call you Beef and Cheddar.
Yeah.
You know.
Santa's little Beef and Cheddar.
Just make sure you wash it if you're going to, you know.
Well, no, you can't because this would fall apart.
Uh-oh.
But
wait,
I mean,
that expensive elf costume would fall apart if you wash it?
Yeah, it's like that fluffy kind of stuff.
Then I wouldn't wear it every day. No.
But once a week?
Santa's little Beef and Cheddar.
Once a week, maybe, yeah.
You know, I like beef and cheddar, but I think they use, at Arby's, but they use cheese, like the squeeze cheese. I would rather it be, you know, I mean, I would, what do you think?
I'm just waiting on you to finish so we can end this podcast.
Oh, everybody have a Merry Christmas, seriously. I mean, you know, I joke around a lot, and it hides some pain. But, you know, we've all got our junk. But you know what's coming up? Christmas time. we'll celebrate. And then you know what? At New Year's, we always talk about celebrating New Year's, but let's let go.
15 seconds.
That's what you do. You just completely let go, and you look forward. Look forward. You look forward to the year coming, 2024. There's no retreat. Stop your whining and bitching and moaning. Be glad that you're alive. Embrace it.
I think he's done.
I was pretending like it was stuck, like streaming, but bye.
All right, guys, until next time, see you guys.